Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Hi, Angela. I just wanted to go ahead and cancel my subscription.
Okay, hold on just a second. What if I
Mm-hmm.
offered you 20% off for your future items? Would you like to keep it in?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
They let us offer you 20% off of your future items if you want to keep it and give you a discount.
Well, I mean, 'cause like the only reason why I wanted to cancel is like I don't want to be paying for it, and also I've been with my packages, I've noticed that I follow the directions and everything, but there are certain specific parts that won't correspond to the location that needs to be put in.
Okay.
So
They let us do emails to them about that and see if they can help you with it. Hold on just a second. Let's see what's going on with your account. What's your phone number that's on your account?
915-412-4073.
Okay, hold on. Let me write that down just in case I lose the page. I have it. I'm gonna have to keep asking you for it. 4073. All right, hold on just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
I have you. Miss Nellie Cano.
Yes, ma'am, that's me.
Nellie was my mother's nickname. She was named after her
Oh.
grandmother. My daddy called her Nellie all the time. He never called her Mary. He was the only one called her Nellie.
And it's crazy because when I'm on the phone as well, like speaking to other guests as well, they still go ahead and Mary, and I'm like, no, it's Nellie. Like, not Mary, Nellie. We're close, but no.
All right, hold on just a second. Let's see. What's your address?
15508 Lexa Dean.
Okay, I got you. Because there's two on here and one has a different address. I guess it's a billing and a shipping. What's your bill to address?
My billing address is 3650 Fawn Drive.
Okay, that's right. Okay. And what's your email address?
Would be my first name, last name, 44 at gmail.com.
That's what I have also. So that's all correct. All right, let's see. All right, so let's see what you were ordering. So you have the DeLorean build up.
Yes, ma'am.
You've already started. You've been on it a while. Let's see.
I know. I think my recent, I think in January shipment, there was a specific screw that wouldn't go into the
Oh,
part,
okay.
even though it would say it's this screw, but I would still try to put it in and it wouldn't screw in. So
Yeah,
I
I
tried
know.
finding like little small tricks to get it to go in there.
It's a different type. I had a customer had that issue. I sent an escalation over and they sent them the right screws. You it's something with the screws. So hold on just a second. Which issue number is it?
Let me see.
What issue is it? I've gotten good at this.
All
All
right,
right,
let me see here.
I'm going to get the escalation up to let them know. Hold on, I'll send them an escalation for it. But I've got to get your information. All right, so let me know what issue it is, and I'm going to let them know that
This
you have
is
an issue
gonna
with the screws.
be. That wasn't the license plate one. Where is it?
All right, okay, no email.
It was
Yes.
gonna be issues 7, 8, 9, and 10.
7, 8, 9, and 10. And what's wrong with the screws? What's happening with the screws? I can tell them.
So it tells you to screw in to the specific part. So whenever I use that screw to con like to actually go in there, I'm screwing and it's not screwing in.
Okay, screws don't work. Hold on just a second. All right, so Nellie Kano 44 at gmail.com. I want to make sure your email is correct. And the phone number that you gave me is 915-412-4073.
Is there a way we can change the phone number as well?
Yes. You want them to call you at the 9812 number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 9812. Paste. All right, that's the number that's on your account, and your account number. All righty. Space. Let's see if we can get your screws right, and if we can't, then just call back in and cancel it. Well, I'm going to see if we can get you right, though, because you've been doing this for a while, and it's unfair to you to have to stop. And you want it, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want you to have to stop unless you have to stop. But somebody else had the same issue, so I have a feeling they can fix it. So hold on just a second.
Perfect.
3617-76740. -1 is the account number. And it's not eShop, it's your DeLorean build up. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna tell them what's going on.
Okay.
Mrs. Kano. Issue 7-10. Okay. All right, I sent an email off to them, okay? Mm-hmm. And I told them that the screws for the issue 7 through 10, you're not the first one to have that issue. You might be the I haven't been on this account long, but you might be the 10th or the 20th person to call in. Everybody's saying that the guy told me something about, like, they used a different screw or something. They went to, and he said it didn't fit.
I also tried using alternative, like, other screws to see, like, maybe they put the wrong one or something. And unfortunately, no. So I even tried doing a little tricky, and I tried to do, like, some toothpicks on the side so I can, be able to grasp it, but it's still not working.
Yeah, something is definitely wrong. I don't know if they sent in the wrong screws with those or what, but, yeah, it's an issue. So, you know, if I send enough emails, maybe they'll catch it. All right, but I sent them an email and told them, you said 7 through 10 didn't fit, and that I tried to talk into keeping an account. Now, if they resend you some screws and it still don't fit, then I don't know what to do. I can go ahead and cancel your account. But do you want to change anything on your account, or do you want to do anything else to it while I have you on the phone?
No, I mean, we already updated the phone number. Once I receive the screws, and if it doesn't fit, I can always call back and, you know, cancel the subscription and everything.
Yes, ma'am. You can do that. You can suspend it, cancel it, whatever you want to do. It's up to you.
Okay, perfect. All right. So I'll just go ahead and expect for the screws, and hopefully they fit, and then we'll go ahead and continue on.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in to EGOMOS. Good luck with that, okay? If I talk to you again and you remember this conversation, let me know if it worked, okay?
Oh, will do. Thank you, Angela, so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in to EGOMOS.
All righty, bye-bye.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.